The legislative elections are shaping up as a contest between the mainstream Fatah party of Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and the Islamic militant organization Hamas, which is running under the party name of Reform and Change. Support for Hamas surged in recent months as Fatah split along generational lines and anarchy engulfed large parts of the Gaza Strip following Israel's unilateral withdrawal from the area late last year. Hamas won a string of municipal council election contests in the Palestinian territories in November and December, while Fatah had to cancel most of its party primaries for the legislative council elections due to political infighting. But recent polls indicate Fatah is gaining back lost ground. Nadir Saeed is the director of the Development Studies Program at Bir Zeit University in the West Bank city of Ramallah. Saeed, a respected pollster in the region, says Fatah seems to have put its political house in order at the last minute.
What we have seen is a totally different approach within the Fatah campaign. We have seen more unity within the group. We have seen a more aggressive, more direct campaign, which is actually showing in the polls. First of all, it had stopped the gains that Hamas was making in the last few weeks, and at the same time, we could see that in the districts, Fatah is gaining ground with the possibility that it will get the majority of seats in these districts.
Voting for the Palestinian Legislative Council's 132 seats is complicated. Each voter can cast two ballots. Half of the seats in the PLC will be decided by votes for national party lists, and the other half by voting in 16 local district elections. Each of the parties competing has to get at least 2% of the vote to gain a seat in the legislature, and 6 of the 11 parties contesting are expected to do so. The director of the Institute of Modern Media at Jerusalem's Al-Quds University, Daoud Khattab, says, with the proliferation of political parties and candidates, Wednesday's vote opens a new era for Palestinians.
It's an interesting battle because we've never had this kind of battle before. Hamas has always refused to participate in the elections. So that's the reason why we are all trying to figure out what is happening and what do the voters really think about the different groups and factions in Palestine and what direction do they want the Palestinian leadership to take.
Nadir Saeed of Bir Zeit University says both Fatah and Hamas have been profoundly changed even before any voting has taken place.
We see that Fatah, the mainstream group, the ruling group, had decided forever to give up its monopoly over power and authority, and it's willing to share this power. We see that Hamas had been totally integrated in the political system, which has implications for the Palestinians and at the same time for negotiations with Israel and peace in the region. Things have changed. Things will never go back to what they used to be for Palestinians.
Palestinian voters will have 12 hours to cast their ballots on Wednesday in more than 1,000 polling stations. 728 candidates are competing in districts and on party lists. Among them are 85 women, and since party lists have set aside quotas for women, about 10% of the new Palestinian Legislative Council is expected to be made up of women legislators. Jim Teeple, VOA News, Jerusalem.